Texas lawmakers came back to work for a third special session Tuesday night, only about 2 hours after the second one ended. Perhaps not enough time for the roughly 35 absent to arrive in Austin from their districts by the time roll call ended.
By unanimous consent, all members who were granted leaves of absence in the previous legislative day granted leaves for this legislative day in the third called session.
Is there any objection?
Is there objection? Chair is none, so ordered.
That's Republican House Speaker Joe Strauss.
Excuse Representative Frullo, because important business in the district. Motion to Representative Kimple. Excuse Representative Keffer, because important business.
He read a list of those who would get excused.
Motion Representative Clardy, excuse Representative Justin Rodriguez, Representative Moody, Representative Wu, and Representative Collier.
Speaker Strauss doesn't expect the absentee list to get especially short as August gets underway.
It is clear, though, as we get deeper into the summer, that to have 150 members here is not going to happen.
Some have sick family members or kids who are about to go back to school.
There's a lot of reasons why members who are part-time legislators can't be here every day.
The transportation funding plan, called House Joint Resolution 2, died a little more than 24 hours before the end of the last special session. It would have amended the state constitution to allow money from the Rainy Day Fund to help fill the state highway fund. Some lawmakers objected to some of the details of the measure. But Republican State Representative Tony Dale from Cedar Park says the content of the bill may not have been the only reason it died.
Well, I think the unknown factor is that there were 26 people that were absent. So were there enough votes to pass it? Certainly there weren't enough votes present.
A constitutional amendment must win a two-thirds vote in both chambers. That means 100 votes in the House. Maybe, Dale says, with a better turnout, it could have passed and avoided the need for another special session, which, by the way, could cost taxpayers up to $800,000. Republican State Senator Robert Nichols from Jacksonville is a transportation leader on the Senate side. He points out lawmakers voluntarily ran for office.
And they have a responsibility to take care of the actions that are important to the state for their people. And I'm really shocked that so many people who have been elected take off when they need to be here.
Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst agrees.
These members have a responsibility to show up and do the work that they were elected for or resign.
But Democratic State Representative Joe Pickett from El Paso, a House leader on transportation funding, says absent members are just the reality.
The first one there was, I think, 24 missing. The second time there were 15. This third time there was 23. So you're going to have between 15 and 25 members not here during a special session. So even though we need that hard 100, it's 100 out of 130. It's not 100 out of 150. So we have to take that into consideration and make sure that we can appeal to more than two-thirds.
He'll begin the debate again today. The House Select Committee on Transportation Funding has its first meeting this morning at 10. Veronica Saragovia, KUT News.